Hello. Can you hear? Huh? Okay. Good.
I've talked about the four seals in the past, and I think this is something that we all should think about on a regular basis. So the four seals are: all compounded phenomena are impermanent, subject, all contaminated phenomena are in the nature of suffering, all phenomena are selfless and empty, and nirvana is peace.
어떻게니? 제가 다 되겠다. 다 정화 옆색이다. 만남들 나나요? 대실입니다. 내 동안 동안에 당에 숨었어. 다 돈다. 다 뒤집어 돈다. 다 김생 꽃이 두면 뭐 해? 다 떴다. 다 미다바래서 깨지 깨지 찍는 거야. 다 독신이 미다바 인자 미다바 이봐 김생의 전에 동화바래서 두면 뭐 해? 들라 양코 양 고아 차고 거야. 야 들라 가렸어도 들라 양 고아 띵서고 차고 그래. 미다바 인자 동화에 미잡스기 아마 되나 미다바 김생의 전에 동화 두면 뭐 해? 디뚝당 가데이나야 디나야 양양 섬당시 조나 옆에 송이었다 이렇게 받고 했지 미다바 이미 치를 동화가래 했다.
So in the text, in the text on reasoning composed by the great logicians Dignaga and Dharmakirti, they have stated that because it is impermanent, therefore, it is suffering. So what they are trying to say is pretty much the same as, you know, the four seals. So I've talked about this before, yeah? So in the logic, in the text on reasoning, it is mentioned that because it is impermanent, therefore, it is in the nature of suffering. But of course, this is not meant to be taken literally in that just because something is impermanent, it is in the nature of suffering. But we have to understand the import of that statement. You know. Why is it that contaminated phenomena are in the nature of suffering because they are impermanent? Oh, this is what we have to figure out.
Tak dungah wa insan, tak dah memarah. Dungah wa imbece, tak dah memarah. Sejelah yang kuah kandis lembu, kuah lenda mampu imbuah. Dungah wa imbece, tak memarah. Sejelah.
And once we understand this, then you know you move on to the next one. You know, because it is in the nature of suffering, therefore it is selfless. Yeah. So of course, there are many ways to interpret this statement, yeah, many ways to understand it, yeah. But this is something that we need to think about and come to an understanding for ourselves,
yeah.
So yeah, so because it is impermanent, it is in the nature of suffering, misery. And because it is misery, it is selfless, yeah. And then once you understand all of this, then you know one comes to understand how and nirvana how nirvana is peace, yeah. Although there isn't a statement directly alluding to that, but in meaning, because it is selfless, therefore nirvana is peace. So this is an extremely important point to understand. Yeah. So in fact, this is the very, very, very fundamental point, the very root of the entire Buddha Dharma.
어떻게 해서 다 딘데지라 아니지 뭐네지 다고 시원양대 세딘가 여버지 저 세저 시저 여버지 야 랑게 뭐네지 랑게 두부이 마틴데 셰투나 아니지 뭐나 찍다 남베 쇼라 좋아스네 남베 슝세디 현담네로 해버지 아니지 랑게 지금 여버니 투베지 아니 다 조선 강 쳐봐야네 뒤도 또 투베지 어떻게 해서네
So when we understand for ourselves how nirvana, liberation, actually exists and how it is possible for ourselves to achieve it, then you really taste, you know, the Buddha's teachings, you know, and you really start to taste the Buddha's teachings. So whatever learning and study we do, is to help, to move, our mind towards that understanding, that conviction. Once you gain that kind of conviction, it helps, really, to have, belief, in the Dharma, the faith in the Dharma, and to have an aspiration to want to actualize it. So these are four seals that attest doctrine to be Buddhist doctrine. So these four seals are very important, and it is something that we should reflect on continually. Okay, so back to the text. So I've talked about the title of the text and the translator's homage. Then now we start with the actual text. Yeah. And the actual text starts with paying homage, starts with the author paying homage. Yeah. So in verse 1, respectfully, I pay homage to the Sugatas who are endowed with the Dharmakaya, as well as to their children, and to all who are worthy of homage. So, what are the objects to whom the author is paying homage to? Essentially, the objects that he is paying homage to are the three rare sublime ones, or the three jewels, together with all those who are worthy of homage. Yeah. And then he goes on, and on the purpose of, and after paying homage, then he states, that he states his intention of composing this text. Okay, so respectfully, I pay homage to the Sugatas. So here in the commentary, there's an explanation of the word Sugata. Yeah. In English, it is translated as gone to bliss. Yeah. In Tibetan, it's made up of two words, de and shik. So de, which is translated as bliss, essentially means good, yeah, something good, something wonderful, something good. And shik is to to literally as to go or to have gone or to have become that. Yeah. So here, they here is translated as bliss, but what it means, but in meaning, what it refers to that which is good, yeah. And the goodness here that is referred to are the excellent abandonments and the excellent realizations. Okay, here gone, so the bliss here refers to the, something that is good here, and the goodness here refers to the abandonments and the realizations. Yeah, and in terms of the abandonments are usually described in terms of the three features. Abandonment, abandonment, well abandoned, and thorough abandonment. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so there's abandonment, then well abandoned. So I mean, talking about abandonment in terms of the three characteristics or the three features. So there's abandonment, and there's well abandoned, and then there's thorough abandonment. Yeah. So abandonment here refers to the abandoning, having abandoned the afflictive obscurations. Then well abandoned here refers to abandoning the object of abandonment, such that it will never arise again. And then you have thorough abandonment, which refers to abandoning the two obscurations, yeah, completely. Okay, so there's abandonment, then there's well abandonment, and then there's thorough abandonment, yeah. Okay, so why are there these three features? There's a purpose here behind these three features, yeah. So the first one, abandonment, means having abandoned the afflictive obscurations, yeah. This is to set the Buddha aside from the kind of liberation and the kind that the non-Buddhists achieve. For example, in the Tathagatas or the four Buddhas and the non-Buddhist practitioners, those who are on the basis of karma abiding, then you know they achieve the mind of the formless realm, and especially the highest mind, you know, they've reached the peak of samsara. So of course, in that state of existence, that sentient being does not have any manifest afflictions. Yeah, but what the Buddha has achieved is, you know, something very different from that. Yeah, okay. The abandonment that the Buddha has achieved is very different. Yeah, from that quality. Yeah. So the point of the first feature of excellent abandonment, which is abandonment, right, is to set the Buddha apart, you know, from those who have achieved, you know, the actual concentrations. Yeah, such as the concentrations of the formless realm, in fact, the highest in samsara, yeah, which is called the peak of samsara. Yeah. So those sentient beings do not have any manifest afflictions. Yeah. So they have achieved that kind of quality. But what the Buddha has achieved, the abandonment that the Buddha has achieved, is very different from that.
Lamitovsi Bamba said,
Okay, so anyway, that's the first feature, the feature of abandonment. And the second one is good abandonment, or having well abandoned, yeah. So good abandonment, yeah. So this is to distinguish the quality of abandonment that the Buddha has achieved as opposed to some of the Hinayana superiors. So in the explanation of the Hinayana paths, there are individuals who have achieved the Hinayana superior paths. And within those who have achieved the superior paths, there are different categories of beings. Yeah. So there are some who are called stream enterers, and then there are ones returner. Okay, once returner. Although the stream enterers and the once returner are Hinayana superiors, but they have not yet abandoned the seeds of the innate afflictions. Yeah, they have not abandoned the seed of the innate apprehension of self. Yeah, so because of that, they do take rebirth in cyclic existence, yeah. Unlike the Buddha, who has achieved good abandonment in that, you know, the things that he has achieved, the things that he has abandoned will never return, yeah, will never arise again. So the purpose of explaining this second feature of abandonment, which is good abandonment, is to distinguish the abandonment that the Buddha has achieved, you know, from the abandonments achieved by some of the Hinayana superiors. Okay, then you have Tara abandonment or literally abandonment without leaving anything behind. Yeah. So let's take it as Tara abandonment. Yeah. This is to distinguish the quality of the abandonment that the Buddha has achieved from the abandonment achieved by the hearers and solitary realizer, four destroyers. So, Tara abandonment means having abandoned both the afflictive and non-afflictive obscurations, or you could say having abandoned both the afflictive obscurations and the knowledge obscurations. Yeah. So, this kind of abandonment that the Buddha has achieved is something that the hearer arhat and the solitary realizers arhat, yeah, is something that they have not achieved. Yeah. Okay, so we are trying to gain a little bit of understanding of the term Sugata, gone to bliss. Okay, so the bliss here means refers to something which is good, yeah? And the goodness here is made up of the excellent abandonments and excellent realizations. Yeah. So we've been talking about the excellent abandonments, and you need to know that there are, when we talk about the quality of abandonment that the Buddha has achieved, then we can talk about this quality of abandonment in terms of the three features. Yeah. The three features are abandonment, good abandonment, and Tara abandonment. So these three features of the excellent abandonment that the Buddha has achieved is to enable us to understand that the Buddha's quality of excellent abandonment is different from the abandonment achieved by those who have reached the peak of samsara, is to distinguish the Buddha's quality of abandonment from the quality of abandonment achieved by the stream enterers and once returner, and is to distinguish the Buddha's quality of excellent abandonment from the abandonment achieved by the hearers and solitary realizer arhats. So if one, you know, if you know some of these points, then when you think about Buddha, you know, in terms of, oh, what is it that he has abandoned, then you can see, you know, how Buddha is different. The quality of abandonment that he has achieved is very different from those achieved by the non-Buddhas. Yeah. But of course, I mean, in order to appreciate these points, you know, then, you know, one would have to actually know some of these things, and you know, you can only come to know about these things through learning, isn't it? And ideally, I mean, we should be explaining this, you know, but you know, but it's really not possible, yeah, and also we don't have the time, yeah. But of course, I mean, in order to appreciate what I've just explained, in order for you to appreciate some of these points, then you know, for example, you have to know the presentation of the form and formless absorptions, yeah, the form and formless concentrations, and what is the process of reaching, you know, the peak of the peak of samsara, for example. Then you need to know the presentation of the hinayana paths, the different kinds of sangha, you know, and what exactly is a stream enterer, and what exactly is the one's returner. And then what and who or what exactly is a foe destroyer, Hinayana foe destroyer, yeah? I mean, ideally, yeah, but it's just, it's not possible, yeah.
not possible, huh? Okay. That dumde uchina tire sukata said, susina dewa. Ani tinde shila kwaya, teru shapa, se dewa pusum chau shapa, se nata liu zosa.
And if you want a simple explanation, and so just take sukata to mean that gone to bliss, and bliss, you know, gone to bliss, and the bliss here refers to abandonment, you know, and realization, you know, so. And full stop.
Can be very simple, can be very complicated. So, so that anyway. But tinema tire that tinema ta takesuma na shire ta tokpa teshi se takana shi tokpa teshi sedukala mari.
Then if you look at, so that's sukata gone to bliss. Yeah. So the bliss refers to the excellent abandonment and excellent realization. So if you look at the bliss in terms of excellent realization, again, yeah, you can look at it in terms of three features. Yeah. Kimba, what's the honorific? Exalted Nova, Stable Exalted Nova, and Madhava Kimba. I think you translate as Exalted Nova. I mean, there's no Exalted Nova. Exalted Nova, Stable Exalted Nova, and Tara Exalted Nova. Yeah, so these terms are found in the text of Dignaga and Dharmakati. Okay, so these are the three features of excellent realization: exalted knower, stable exalted knower, and Tara exalted knower. So why is it an exalted knower? Because it is an exalted knower that directly knows tasness, or you could say an exalted knower that directly perceives selflessness. So, I mean, the purpose of explaining the excellent realizations in terms of the three features is pretty much the same as before. Yeah, it's to set, you know, the Buddha's quality of realization apart from others. Yeah. So again, back to those individuals who have achieved the formless realm absorptions, yeah, including the having reached the highest level in samsara, which is called the peak of samsara. So it is quite an achievement in itself, yeah. But when compared to the Buddha's realization, it is nothing. Because although these individuals have achieved the highest possible state of existence in samsara, but these individuals have not realized tasness directly. Okay. Then you have the second feature of the stable exalted knower. Again, back to the examples of the stream enterer and the once returner. They are Hinayana superiors. They have perceived the truth directly. However, their direct realization of selflessness is not as stable as the Buddha's realization. Why? Because the stream enterers and the once returner, although they have realized the truth directly, but nevertheless, they still have not abandoned or destroyed the seed of the innate self-grasping yet.
어떻게 다 되게 아니 똑같은 부터 위험 말해서 어떤 산재 낭신기 안 되거나 똑같은 부터 위험 말해서
So the here the button, the stream enterers and the ones returner have not achieved stable realization, unlike Buddha.
어떻게 지내마 다 말해봐 캠바 수도가라 돈다이니 단이랑 다주마 진주기 앞에는 산지기 캠바 수도가라 아니 말해봐 캠바 전자인 태파 숨지 이렇게 타다가 아니지 감도 뭐 봐 치다와 신 셰지 아니 태다 뒤에 아니 태파 숨지 저 치다와 신 셰트베지 봐 다인 이란 다 준비 아니 주기디 아니 지금 멀리가 캠바시 말해서 산제디 멀리가 캠바스도 도다인 태파 숨지 남기네 멀리가 캔지 아니 두베 튼지 숨어야래
Okay, so So you have the, so I don't know, I said exalted knower, yeah? And then you have stable exalted knower, and then next is Tara exalted knower, or you could look at it in terms of knowing, so whether as a noun or as a verb. So the Buddha has thoroughly knows, the Buddha has a Tara exalted knower, because he sees each and everything exactly as it is, including the paths of the three vehicles, yeah, and as such can work perfectly for the benefit of the sentient beings, unlike the hearer and solitary realizer arhats.
Tā tōndā tīrē, tā tōndā yīn, tā dēshīk sēdī tīrē chāsī, tōndā yīn tīgī tā dēshīk sēdī, tā sāngyā kuñjō tīyōng kua rē, rōwa, tā tūkṣī, tā rōwa sāngyā kuñjō tīyōng kua rē, tā tīgī rōwa, sāngyā kuñjō sē, tā chōba chā sē sē rē, yū sāngyā kuñjō sēdī tīyōng kua rē, dēshīk sēdī, tā tōndā tīrē.
Okay, so anyway, the word Sugata here in the verse, it refers to the Buddha jewel. So here, the Buddha jewel is the object of homage.
What to say? That dinema, that chugi, chugi go said, that on dining, that tiggy, and in that on the chugun jo said, that dinner, that chuba joseph, you chugun jo said, this was chugi go said, that on the.
Okay, so respectfully, I pay homage to the Sugatas who are endowed with the Dharmakaya. So the Dharmakaya here. Refers to the Dharma jewel.
What do you mean? That don't I need it? That do you mean? Don't I need that? That's a good son of that team, but that's a good son of Yamashava Nashine. That's what. ラシチュクスロバ。ダイシチュクスロバ。ロバ。ロシチュクナカ。チュクコセダタティレタ。あ、カンサタセキタラシムナ。あ。チュクラ。あ、モーニングマ。モーニングダイシチュク。あ、トクシ。タトダイチュクスドカナ。タトクシチュクセダタイシチュクモーニングスニングヨレ。ロバ。タモーニングセダタ。カプ
Okay, so you have the Dharmakaya, which is the truth body in English. So the Dharmakaya, or the truth body, consists of the nature body and the wisdom truth body. Okay? The Dharmakaya consists of the nature body and the wisdom truth body. So the naturally pure sphere that is free of all the stains is the nature body.
디네 마다 추 이시 추 이시 추 고세데다 산지 주기 다 걸서는 동반이 그래 산지 주기 다 이시 틀라 다 이시 이시 추 세데다 산지 주기 다 다 쳔바텔라 다 이시 추 고신다 독신자 다 되게 다 추고 줬대 그래다 다 고대나 남기다 봐 다 다두지 고배다 봐 다두지 남기다 봐 세데 디다 추고 세데 네
Then the wisdom in the continuum of Buddha, superior, and the exalted noble in the continuum of Buddha superior, so that is the wisdom truth body. Okay, so you have the nature body and the wisdom truth body, and these two are respectively the final or the ultimate true cessation and true path, the ultimate true cessation and ultimate true paths, respectively. And this is the final or the ultimate Dharma jewel. So the text says, I pay homage to the Sugatas who are endowed with the Dharmakaya. So those who are endowed with the Dharmakaya, yeah. So here, there is a person who is endowed with it, isn't it? You're talking about a person, isn't it? And so this person here is indicates no, or refers to the Sangha Jewel.
What did the shop? That on that tiki, that anichi, Japsu Josa, you, anichi Karsana, Tatu Japsum, that on dying, Sanji Yugi, that on dying, Tatugi, Anni Chukunjo, Tatugi, Tatugi, Sanja Kunjo, Tatugi Chukunjo, Tatugi Kinjukunjo, or Tuxinita. 자라 접수도 와서 독신 대시 추기 공아 소티다 접수도서 유 아니 다도 접수 때 아티만
So this first line, respectfully, I pay homage to the Sugatas who are endowed with the Dharmakaya. Basically, is referring to the objects of homage. And the objects of homage here are the ultimate or the final Buddha jewel, the final Dharma jewel, and the final Sangha jewel. So the ultimate three jewels, the final three jewels, are the objects of homage
here. 아니 지랬다. 잡아치면 산 산제 추 진드윈 진도야. 잡수비 유레스 진도라 아니 차치기 세시다 티스레.
As well as to their children, the children in general, I mean, refers to the bodhisattvas, but here in particular, it refers the child here, the children here refers to the superior bodhisattvas, and then to all those who are worthy of homage. Those who are worthy of homage are basically the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha of the Mahayana. So I think this verse of homage is paid primarily from the perspective of refuge from the Mahayana point of view. So it's a Mahayana refuge. And so in the here the objects of homage are the final, the ultimate, the final Buddha jewel, the final Dharma jewel, and the final Sangha jewel. And on top of that, the superior bodhisattvas and so forth, you know, of the Mahayana are also included as objects of homage.
산지 구시 세지다 대시 최지 구만 세지다 산지 구시 사상 신도 차트베지 어진데기다 저 야시 못인데요 어디 살았다
So when you know the line the first line which says the Sugatas were endowed with the Dharmakaya is also you know, indicating or referring to the four bodies yeah, the four kayas yeah, of you know, the Buddha's four bodies
yeah.
To directly indicating or the Dharmakaya, then by the way, the two form bodies are also indicated, yeah, indirectly. And the two form bodies are the complete enjoyment body and the emanation body. There are many explanations about what a Buddha is. Well, the whole point is to help us understand who on earth you know, we are taking refuge in. I mean, we always go for refuge, isn't it? I take refuge in the Buddha, blah, blah, and so forth. So whether you call, whether we use the word Buddha or Sugata, gone to bliss, anyway, or, you know, or we talk about enlightenment, full enlightenment, I mean, we're all talking about the same thing, yeah. So here, you know, this is just here. This explanation is just something to help us in gain, you know, a better understanding of our object of refuge.
What the shot that take energy casualta, that chopper chopper, that in the chart, teacher, and it that in a matter, shun some gains in a teacher, some of Tamcha said it, or to see you, Alicia.
Then after paying homage, then there's the pledge of composition. Here, I shall describe how to engage in the vows of the Sugata's children, the meaning of which No, here I shall describe how to engage in the vows of the Sugata children. So this is the pledge of composition. Here I shall describe how to engage in the vows of the Sugata's children, the meaning of which I've summarized in accordance with the scripture. So here, the author is saying that he is now going to summarize, you know, the paths that were taken by the Bodhisattvas. You know, how initially one generates the mind and enlightenment, and on the basis of generating the mind and enlightenment, then how one trains in the Bodhisattva deeds, in the perfections, yeah.
What does it mean? That energy, that in the energy to see my domji matu share the any shadow there condensed, so rambi 나와 강전 셰시 랑기 섬로 강 코코스 시바이 케메스 아 조카스나 바스 산제 숨으라 아니지 산제 공부 치다와시 아니지 대낭 신지마 아니지 마 샤바체지 인스타토다 나 강전스랑 수신 셰케마스 셰디아 산제 용시샤선데 되게 롱텔라 투마신 독신이 맞으시게 하신 이소도
롱신세데 Okay, so yeah, so he pledges to make to give a summary of the Bodhisattva path, and how the Bodhisattvas, how does one generate the mind and enlightenment, and on the basis of that, how does one train in the Bodhisattva deeds, yeah. And how is he going to make his explanation? So the author says that he's doing it in accordance with the Buddha's intent, in accordance with what is laid out in the Buddha's teachings. Yeah, he's not doing it, through his own whims and fancies or whatever. He's not writing whatever comes to his mind, and he's not creating something new.
어떻으시네 다 드네 아니시겠다 다 드네고 다 롱기 다 롱라 여바 나신지 아니 마시게 나니 아니 산지가 송라 아니 아마나 송사라니 라인 체라 고바미도 가스 그러나 다 드네 양치 산지가 송마 나시게는 산지가 송마 송사라 라인 좀마도 고바미도 없으나 티 말했어 다 던다 산지가 송마 때문에 데라도 똥을 통해 남라 한 더도 지네 마시게는 사탕을 지순가네
So if he is going to explain or compose this text in accordance with the Buddha's intent, or in accordance with what is already laid out in the Buddha's teachings, then what exactly is the point then, since it's all already there in the teachings? Yeah. So there is a purpose, because his purpose is to summarize the key points, yeah. Of the path, yeah.
Longer than a delato, longer than delato to be chido, toy chido, and a dot to shiggy, start on the dot to chin, so to share the gobacarasna, a longer than Sanjay Sun, delato to a chido, and that dot to shin shiggy, Sanjay Sun, but that was single.
So, Shantideva says that he's making this a summary of the Buddha's teachings. So that one can easily understand or realize the intent of the Buddha's teachings themselves.
Oh, Tinder Shata Tinema, Anishi, Tati Jala Tisha, Tai King Junge, Anni Zombala Dove Kinsen, Start on the T. Watikita, King Junge, Tat on the Zombala, Tinzu Zombala, a draw jet, Kandish game. That did the shy, sir. That dinema, Munja Majuba, and the Jacob Bottom, Yumin Des, Deshishin, the Samba Dalam, Rangi, Comsi, Yet, some Yavas, Comsi, Dagi, TV, shoot the Dachi, and she paid you last, Dadan Kawan, and Shinji, she did the Dadan, and you started to put in the Dadis.
It's a next, it's an expression of humility. There's nothing here that has not appeared in the past, and I have no skill in the art of rhetoric. Therefore, not to enact the welfare of others, I compose this in order to acquaint it to my mind. For due to acquaintance with virtue, the force of my faith will, for the time being, increase because of these. If, however, If, however, these are seen by others equal in fortune to myself, it will be meaningful.
다 돈다 디송을 다 돈 당보다 챙종 신다 돈다 이니 가서나 네 조조 다 챙종에 관해다 가서나 챙종 과의 균생 조 가서나 되래 언제 아 언제 먼저 이제 잡아다 유민이 대신도 세마 달라면서 챙종에 쓰도 힘 받아 다 조디 말 챙종에 균생에 가서나 가서라 조조 다 맞게 가서래. 어. 다 돈다 티래. 다 나 책라 켜봐 매스. 전화 켜봐 매스. 다 돈다 이제 숨어. 먼저 먼저 번 늦으면 쓰도마. 안 전화 켜봐 뭔가 말했어. 그러고 아니 지 대비 켜봐한다 뭐 유민대 세대 돈다 책라 켜봐 매스. 다 돈다 이 긴급을 쓰기 바래. 그러고.
So here there is a It's kind of an expression of humility. So he's saying that it's not that so Shantideva is saying that it's not that he is an expert in the meaning of the teachings. That's why he said there is nothing here that has not appeared in the past. And he is also saying that he's not skilled in art or rhetoric. He doesn't know. He's not an expert in language in words themselves. Yeah. So therefore he says, and I have no skill in the art of rhetoric. So, I mean, the point behind this expression of humility is to, the point is to that pride is an obstacle to gaining qualities. Yeah. So, whether it is, whether one is composing a text or whether one is studying something or whatever one does, so then it's important to do it, in the absence, in the absence of pride. Yeah, that's the point.
Oh, that thunda digi ani kalsana pena sanje ko sumalo ba tene ani si kalsana dala to doctumye ki chedu ani doctumye kansa ki chedu ni tenju to zomba mare to thunda ni di roba kansa ti do chedu zomba mare to dai ni sanje ko sumalo ba tene 아니 지금 남성 산지 공부 달라도 똑 민정이 치도 아니 잠바인 세지다 돈다 된다 신고야 돼. 어디 신든 세디스 대신 신든 삼바 달라면 세디 조 팀에로 변한 산지 손으로 불안을 때는 남성 달라도 똑 민정 강사기 치도 신 강사 대다 치도 디시도 이제 된 조도 삼바 많이 세시다 돈다
많이 쓰라 많이 쓰라
말했다 그러면 산지 손으로 때는 남성 달라도 똑 투여 강사 디치도 이제 다들 주주도 삼바
So therefore he says not to enact the welfare of others. So he's saying that I did not compose this in order to help others realize quickly the meaning and the intent of the Buddha's teachings. Yeah.
Just one. God? I don't know. I understand something else. That didn't matter. That rangi yila komchi nyeti zam sa tonda yin kalsore. That didn't matter. Ani chi kalsore. That yang chi rangi yila komchi nyeti jawa komchi dagi tebe su te dai chi jang li shi pe ju la su. That a kawa nyama shin chi de dan tu tun yu ju lu. That tonda tiki nyingbo tiki. 담당이 다 든지 좀 몰라 도와게 시다 담당이 그거 담보되게 맞을 매고 싶고 대등도 양지 쓴 흉체 아니 지야 진대게 진게 된데 쳐봐야 나야 안 된 전부 덥특이요 말해 재상 랑 쳐와 강 쳐봐야 나 도와던 데 맛이 국시하래 재상 다 랑게 일하고 좀 내든 야하고 대비서 내다 지는 집 다단 까완냥아 신치데데나 투유규르 어찌치도 다니 데즈 삼바인 사독신이 아치 그때도 좀 말하지 도와게 로와 마티스
당긴디 우즈디 우즈 상기 상기기 이 송기 된 데라도 또 통년디 콘서트 지도 말어
콘서트 지도 됐어
말어
So I confused myself. So I think the point is this. Yeah. So he says, therefore, do not to enact the welfare of others. The welfare of others refers to those who, on their own, have the ability to understand the Buddhist teachings. Yeah. It's no. So I did not compose this text for their purpose. Yeah. But rather, here I composed this in order to. Acquainted with my mind. Yeah. Then, next, for due to acquaintance with virtue, the force of my faith will, for the time being, increase because of this. So is, here is showing the reason why, you know, basically generating enthusiasm, you know, the delight in composing the text. Yeah. So. You know, whether it's composing a text or doing some other thing. Besides doing that activity, you know, without any pride, one should also engage in an activity happily, with sense of enthusiasm and delight. Because even though one may not have pride, but if one is kind of feeling too, you don't have enthusiasm, then you feel discouraged. Yeah, you feel discouraged, you know, you don't have that courage, then it is also difficult to achieve one's goal. Yeah. Okay. So, therefore, he says, for due to acquaintance with virtue, the force of my faith will for the time being increased because of this. If, however, these are seen by others, equal in fortune to myself, it will be meaningful.
어떻게 세상 다른 게 된 줄 잠바디 전다이니 다 가서래 된 줄 빼나 쳐봐 아니지 좀봐 말 쳐봐 좀봐 좀봐 어디 내 거네 다른 게 저 공부도 다시 무효래 세상 다 값을 받아지 저 좀배 통해 다른 게 강 쳐봐지 아니지 다 다 장성 쳐봐지 저 좀배 통해 다 다른 게 태바 고네 공 내게 다시 책임을 주고도 어떤다 딘데게 교회 치도 다 딘데 좀 해 티 바래 제가 랑라 딘데 평가도 편반 낭신 아니 강서 신기장 랑다다와 천주 선반 냐마 랑다다와 신기장 대주도 통제 아니 로 토성 차바이나 아니 식다 진조라 편반 용거래졌어 딘데 다지 성모가 꿀룽 딘데래 딘데게 도난은 성모 좋아지지 아니 딘데 좀 선반
So Shantideva is saying that, you know, he himself will benefit from composing the text, because when he composed such a text, you know, which talks about the Bodhisattva's practice, it increases his own faith, yeah, in the practices of the Bodhisattva. And if his composition is read or seen by others who are similar to him, they will likely reap the same benefit as him. Yeah. So with this kind of enthusiasm and delight, and then he then composes the text.
What is that? That ticket, Ching Jung Shing, that Carson, Ching Jung Shing, and it's Zomba, Zomba to be Jinzen or Tosinata, the Shuan Shire Zota, Major Sumwe, and it's Shumba Maki, or Chawakanda Council, and I get a Matiokoi, and it's some Shumba in Nayang, some Shumba in Pesaya, Yundi Gagi, and it's that new to Mirwanji Chagi, Kanga Kaina, got some Shumba in Yundi Gagi, new to Mirwanji Chagi, just a similar to a Jacob.
So
아니 도심 거야. 내 돈 차원 주고 그랬어. 어떤데 랍샤 거야 있어.
Okay, so here basically, so we've just looked at the author's expression of humility and his expression of the purpose for composing the text. Yeah. So the lessons that we can draw from this is that in whatever we do, we should do it in the absence of pride. But at the same time, one must have courage. One must not be small-minded and discouraged. Yeah. Yeah, because if one is narrow-minded, and one lacks courage, then I don't think, you know, then we will be a suitable receptacle for qualities to arise. Yeah. Okay. So whatever we do, we have to do it in the absence of pride, but with enthusiasm, with delight, and with confidence. Next is the actual explanation of the stages of the path, which consists of exalting one to take the essence of one's basis endowed with the freedoms and endowments, and then explaining the method to take the essence. Yeah. So of the two, the first one, exalting to take the essence of the basis with freedoms and endowments. The leisures and endowments are very hard to find since they accomplish the purpose of beings. If I do not accomplish benefit upon this, how will I acquire this in the future? So this here the subject matter of the human life of freedoms and endowments has already been discussed in the stages of the path to enlightenment in the section or in the path that is shared with the person of small capacity, isn't it? So since you know we've already talked about this, I don't think there's any need to explain this here.
So now, when you heard one sentence, Tajudin Shindu Nyabarka, when you heard one sentence, you're able to get whole understanding of the sentence, Tajudin Shindu Nyabarka, by now.
So yeah, let's, for example, the first line in which says the leisures or the freedoms, yeah, and endowments are very hard to find. You know? So you should be able to expand on this sentence on your own, you know.
When you read that, you are able to remember whole language, you know.
So, you know, when we talk about meditation, yeah, this is what meditation is, yeah. When on the basis of this, short verse, then you analyze and you reflect on the meaning of that,
yeah.
Here, the statement is basically the statement is saying that our human life of freedom and endowments is something that is very difficult to achieve, very difficult to attain. Yeah. So when you look at this sentence, for example, the question should naturally arise in your mind. Why? Why is it difficult? Why is achieving a human life of freedom and endowment so difficult? And what's the reason? What's the reason proving that it is indeed difficult to obtain? So, for example, if we say the human life of freedom and endowments is difficult to achieve because the causes for it are difficult to actualize. So, you know, using this topic as an example, so it is put to us that, you know, that the human life of freedom, and endowments that we have achieved, is something that's very difficult to come by, isn't it? I mean, this is just a statement. But what's the reason? The reason is this: this human life of freedom and endowments is difficult to come by. Is difficult to obtain because the causes, its causes are difficult to achieve. Yeah. So I mean, in general, without a cause, you will not have an effect, isn't it? Then, by looking at how the principle or the law of causality works in the external world, for example, you see how without fire, there's no smoke. How without a seed, there's no sprout. So, likewise, in the internal world of the mind, there the law of causality, the principle of causality, also applies. Yeah. And then, if that's the case, you know, if causes are needed to actualize the human life of freedom and endowments, then the question here is, what are the causes for human life of freedom and endowments? Yeah. So it's not straightforward, yeah. Something that requires much analysis, much reflection,
yeah.
To become an ordinary human, just a human being in general, one has to keep to at least one kind of ethics, you know, refraining from at least one kind of non-virtue, yeah, right? To become an ordinary human being. But here, the human life of freedom and endowments is not just, we're not talking about just becoming a human, being born as a human. We are talking about being born as a human being with 18 qualities. A human being that is free of eight things and endowed with 10 features. Yeah. This is the kind of human being, human rebirth that we are talking about, the perfect human rebirth, the human life of freedom and endowments. Such a human life of freedom and endowments is extremely difficult to become. Why? Because the causes are extremely difficult to actualize. In order to become, to be born as a human being with these 18 qualities, first we must have very pure ethics. We must live a very pure, live a life with very pure ethics. And once our practice of ethics must be complemented with the practices of generosity and so forth. And on top of that, these practices must be completed, you know, with pure aspirational prayers to be able to obtain such a life in the future. So we ask ourselves, we just look in our own minds and see whether we have these causes or not, whether we find it easy or difficult to create these causes.
What in the shop? Jaza, Tak Tarisho Nasu, Taljur, Sudokana, Namsan, Chikta, Chik, Dumdore, Pena, Taljur, Sage, Soso, Tanda, Totte, Betendi, Taljur, Milred, Namsan, some Tawaki, said the Karim.
So, when we look at the word human life of freedom and endowments, actually, immediately, you know, the meaning, you know, should be arise very clearly in our minds, yeah. But of course, this can only happen to someone who meditates regularly, who reflects regularly, you know. And, you know, A person who reflects on this regularly is familiar, is very familiar, isn't it? Because he has thought about it, is it? So when he or she thinks about the word, the human life of freedom and endowments, the meaning immediately comes to mind, and he or she has the understanding, oh, really, I have this human life of freedom and endowments, yeah, isn't it? So this is the result of reflection and meditation, you know. And because for those who don't meditate, those who don't reflect, put aside, you know, and the meaning arising clearly in their minds, they can't even count what the 18 features are, you know. And then, you know, when for example, when you look at the word of freedom and endowments, then only then they start counting, you know. And then even counting becomes difficult. Of course, just mere counting the 18 qualities is really a challenge, then of course we can forget about, you know, the meaning, isn't it? Understanding the meaning of this, yeah. And of course, if one doesn't really know the meaning of this, then how can change happen in the mind? So, you know, if one is habituated to meditation, to reflection, you know, so even just thinking of the word, seeing the word and thinking of the word freedom, you know, immediately, you know, you get this kind of feeling that, oh, really now I have this wonderful opportunity to really actualize, to practice the Dharma, you know, because I'm free of this and this, all these major hindrances and obstacles, yeah. And because you have this kind of understanding, you know, then, you know, you're able to produce a kind of, you know, feeling of joy, you know, that, you know, you have really obtained something really, really wonderful. So this is something that everybody has to do for themselves, yeah. To reflect, yeah. Sit down and think, you know. You know, will I get such an opportunity in my next life again? And the only way to answer that question is to really look inside our own minds and see whether we have the causes or not, whether we are able to create the causes or not. Then we will know whether we will get such a life again in the future. So, and of course, then you have to know what the causes are, yeah? So if we look in our minds and if we understand, we really come to realize that, you know, if we don't have we find it difficult to create the causes, then, and if we lack the causes for such a rebirth again, then we better identify what the causes are and start actualizing them. Yeah.
Rang rang samatang che ani kang tu ani ta chue che la kuma che tine sare
So Shantideva is telling us that if now, in this juncture, with such a life, with all the conditions for practice, if while we have the opportunity, if we do not make use of the opportunity, then it will be very difficult for us to obtain such conditions again in the future. Yeah, it will be very difficult. Yeah. So we have to think about this for ourselves, and then really persuade ourselves to take the opportunity while we have it. Yeah. So in short, this verse number 4 is an exhortation to ourselves. It's like imploring, it's like persuading ourselves to act, to take the opportunity now. Yeah. Okay, so verse number 4 is an exhortation to take the opportunity to make use of this human life and freedoms, or human life of freedoms and endowments that we have achieved here. Okay, and after persuading ourselves to take the opportunity, then how do we actually go about taking the opportunity? What is the best way to extract the meaning and essence out of this human life of freedom and endowments? Yeah. So then, so that explanation starts with verse number 5. Yeah. So there's a general explanation of how to extract the essence, and then there's there's a detailed explanation of the individual points. Yeah. And in that section, the benefits of bodhicitta will be explained. Okay, so as I mentioned before, that it will not be possible for us to go through, to read the text, together with all the outlines, from the commentary. Yeah. All right. So so we'll finish with the exhortation to take, to extract the essence from this human life of freedom and endowments. Then next, we'll look at the actual way of extracting the essence. Yeah. And in particular, we will look at the benefits of bodhicitta.
Sim,
So the three things that we need to actualize in order to obtain a human life of freedom and endowments in the future are guarding pure morality. You need very pure morality. So what then, what is the measure of pure morality? What does it mean? We have to think about this. And then the second thing is the practice of morality, the practice of pure morality must be complemented with the practices of the other perfections, such as generosity and so forth. Having said that, one question you could ask ourselves is, in order to achieve a human life of freedom and endowments, do we need to practice all the perfections? Then the third thing we need to do is, we need to make very pure aspirational prayers. Yeah. But what exactly does this mean? So many things to think about, yeah.
Senior one, yeah, the three question. Who are graduate from the BP class, yeah. So the number top of the council. But Jinso Toshi, Sognata Parism, Tuga Yoriama. A mono Timami with Samjas and Timami of Kandisik.
Okay. So what is pure morality? And one's practice of morality must be complemented with generosity, etc. Does the etc. include all the other perfections? And you need to make pure aspirational prayers. In fact, stainless, pure aspirational prayers. What does pure mean? Throughout the teachings, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, you know, when you look at the Lamrim, the stages to the path of enlightenment literature, yeah, in the section of the human life and of freedoms and endowments, and this, the discussion of these three points are also there, isn't it? Right. So we need to think about this. Yeah. So it is said in the teachings: in order to become a human being, you need to practice morality. But in order to have a human life of freedom and endowments, you need to practice very pure morality. Yeah. You need to have, you know, practice generosity and so forth, and make stainless pure prayers, yeah. And these three are said to be very difficult to achieve, isn't it? Very difficult to practice, isn't it? Right? Because the causes are difficult to achieve, then we know that it is very difficult, will be very difficult for us to achieve such a rebirth again in the future, isn't it? So if we do realize this, and if we do realize that at the present moment it will be very difficult for us to achieve this again in the future, And then if you happen also to be someone who wants to achieve this in the future, then automatically you would then want to practice the causes for achieving this again in the future, isn't it? You will strive at working, you know, to actualize the causes, yeah. So if you then happen to be someone who really wants to have such an opportunity again in a future life, then you know, and you know that you have to create the cause, then you automatically create the cause on your own, on your own. You know, you don't need somebody to push you. You don't need somebody to remind you. You just do it, you know, on your own. And you strive at it.
Yeah.
You remember towards the end of the previous module, we announced that we will start a voluntary meditation program, isn't it? Yeah. Right? So it is completely voluntary and it will last for a minimum of 1 year. But if you want to take part in this 1 year voluntary meditation program on the Lam Rim, the stages of the Path to Enlightenment, then you will have to register, and I guess we can register fairly soon, perhaps in the next lesson. Yeah. But it's voluntary. But if you commit, if you put yourself, if you register, then you must commit to meditate, to reflect on the Lam Rim for a minimum of 15 to 20 minutes a day, if not half an hour, but 15 to 20 minutes, yeah. And whether you know, you succeed or not, whether you find that you can meditate or not, but once you commit, you register, then you have to do it every day. The point is to do it every day. Okay, that's the commitment. So before you can start meditating, you first must make a promise to yourself, a pledge. You know, you must have the intention and the willingness to meditate. You must tell yourself and be able to, tell yourself, every day, this is something that I will do every day. It's part of my life. For 15, 20 minutes a day at this time, for example, I will sit down in this particular place and I will do it, you know. And this is to be done on your own at home, isn't it? We're not doing it as a group. It's to be done every day at home, on your own.
Okay, so 도시니 다고 진도이나 어때 알아 다 인지 미모 먹고 해야지 말에 니 숨쉬 중에 개발 요 말에 어때 미모 먹고 해야지 개발 그냥 소소 당하고 그냥 치시 다 곰 약국도 쓴다 아니 지금 오늘 지금 돈이려나 독신이다 그래 보시 다 바깥 없는 게 요래 당가서 고지 맞으나 이렇게 요 말에 독신이다 까만 중간 쉬시다 소소 다 곰 약이 세티되게 아니 숨쉬려나
Okay, so this is completely voluntary, but if you so only do it if you can commit and see through. Yeah, so perhaps we can register. Yeah, for start registration in the next class. Yeah, okay. Think about it. No, we are not here to. We are not looking necessarily for many people. That's not the point. The point here is you must want to do it and you must do it voluntarily. You must feel happy doing it. Okay, even if it's just a few people, two or three people, it's fine. But the point is we have to start. And because Lama Zopa Rinpoche has been advising us and the organization quite a few times to really do it. Yeah. So it is not right if we don't do it. Yeah. So we have to start. Yeah. Okay? Of course, this is voluntary.
Okay, so
now we should only be concerned about starting. Whether you want to do it and then starting, you know. This is not the time to think about whether I will get any results out of this, or whether or realizations will arise. Yeah, these are question marks.
Yeah.
If you don't even start, then there's no basis for even thinking about these or considering these questions. Oh, will I get any result out of this? Will I get any realizations? There's no basis even to think about these questions if you don't even start. Yeah. So if you start and then we talk about it 1 year later. And the plan is that for those who sign up to the program, perhaps every now and then, perhaps let's say an interval of 3 to 4 months, those who are part of the program can come together and then share or the experiences or discuss about the practice. Yeah.
Sharing the 3 month experience. Huh? Sharing each other. Huh? Maybe might have very interesting experience, So anyway, we have to try. Okay? Those who wish to try, so give the name. Okay, we'll make one piece of paper so those wish to do, then write down. So then after we discuss how to start, where to start, I think I'll make some guideline. Okay, so after that, yeah.
You finish the usual dedication prayers. So she begins.